Hey guys, it's Eric Arbogia. I got another review for you, and this time it is Atelier Ryza. And this is the first in a now trilogy of games. And I am going to review the other two, so don't worry. But I just felt like doing these separately. But even though it makes more sense, there's a reason for it. It's obviously the first game in the series of Ryza, and unlike the other entries in the series, they decided to take a more open-world-ish approach. Kind of like what Venice did, but like with more structure to it, because that was one of the problems I had with Venice. Venice was part of the Mysterious trilogy of games. And see, they took a lot of ideas from that game, made them better, and married it to the ideas of some of the more traditional Atelier games. And what we get is a much better attempt at that, but still feels like some of those ideas need some more time in the oven before they felt fully cooked. But it's definitely a better attempt than Fierce. You play as Ryza, who uses that as their nickname. I think it's actually Rizella. I know I just played it, but it's been a couple weeks since I finished it, and I should have done this earlier, but I had a lot of things going on. But, it's Rizella Stout. She lives on this island that's separate from the mainland, and it's actually a very conservative, traditional type of village, strict rules, and a lot of people don't question why these rules even exist, and they kind of hate the idea of her being an explorer and leaving the island to go do whatever she's doing. And they think she's just goofing off, but she's really just curious. And being a stuffy environment like that, I can't blame her. She stumbles upon an alchemist and their assistant and decides she wants to do that for herself to help aid in her exploration. And from there, it snowballs into finding out that there's actually a problem with the island and wanting to fix it, and then fixing out their several problems along the way and trying to get people convince her that her alchemy is actually worth something and that people need to change because the way they've been doing things is clearly not working, and it's actually one of the reasons that the village is under trouble, because there's a drought and they learn why there's a drought, and that becomes the focus of the game, trying to figure out a way to ethically solve their problem. And it's kind of very Nausicaa of the Wind type of story going on. And if you've ever seen that film or read the manga that the film's based on, you might start to get the picture. And if you haven't, then you should check that out, because it's worth it, because it's one of the better Ghibli movies. But, gameplay-wise, I like the idea of exploring and collecting stuff, but as far as combat is concerned, I felt like it took too many steps backwards. I didn't realize they were trying to do something different, but I hate the idea of having your other player characters basically run on AI, and while you can take control of them by switching your character in the middle of battle, I kind of don't feel like juggling all that much. And from what little I've played of two, it's not much change, but combat has improved in such a great, to a degree, that it's actually more entertaining. But here, you know, all you can really do is wait your turn, or wait another character's turn and take control of them, and build up your gauge to basically up your tactics level, which improves the amount of physical attacks you can do during a physical attack, and gives you various other bonuses like additional damage and the ability to do a quick turn action, which costs AP. So, yeah, the game got rid of the MP system that it was used in previous Altilia games. And, your, items that you use in battle, are basically unlimited as long as you have, the crystal core charges to do so. But, like, every time you use an item, it uses a certain amount, and you start out with 10, but there's ways to inflate it to, like, 20, but, like, they're kind of involved. The game doesn't really clearly tell you the best way of approaching that. So, in other ways, the only other way to get more is to sacrifice one of your items, the use of one of your items, to get more CC, and then you have to go back to the Atelier to restore your core charge uses to back to up to 10. Maybe if they started up by default or made it easier to, like, I don't know, permanently increase, even if it's only for, like, a battle or two, to, like, 20-something, battles would feel a bit more flexible. So instead, what I want to do is I just want to get through the story really quick, so I just turned it to the easiest difficulty, and the game is mostly a cakewalk until you get to the end, which only then does the game become a challenge, even on that difficulty, because up until that point, you really don't have to worry about what gear you have and how you've made it, because enemies just do so little damage up until that point, and then they start doing massive amounts of damage to you because you probably haven't been upgrading your gear because you haven't needed to, and then you're finally forced to do that. But it's not too hard of a game. It's just some of its ideas weren't fully cooked. Like, there's a fast travel feature in the game, but it's limited to the bulletin boards you've seen throughout the town, as well as various other hotspots that let you just visit specific areas. And it gets a little bit better once that opens up, but if you want to go somewhere specific within the village, you have to use those booster boards, and there's just not enough of them, I feel, to make jumping, like, painless. And from what little I played in 2, they fixed this almost immediately. And, it just feels like more of a work-in-progress version of a planned trilogy, and as a default, because of that, it is lesser of the two games. But it's still a really enjoyable time if you're a fan of the Atelier games, and or just relaxable, like, RPGs. You should give the Ryza series a look and stick with the first game, especially because even though there's a plot summary option, or rather, it's actually explained in the intro sequence about what they were doing, but only very briefly, I recommend playing the games in sequence anyways, because you get to see the growth of the individual characters. You don't really get that by just jumping into 2 or 3. But, as far as the score is concerned, I'd give this game a 7 out of 10. And that's all I have for you guys this week. Until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.